This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
I'm excited today, NBA champion of the Chicago Bulls, 93 team. I have to mention this, former New York Knick, one of my favorite teams growing up. One of the earliest three-point specialists and season leader and champion for youth education, athletics, and well-being, and philanthropy. Trent Tucker, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
I want to talk for a few minutes about the Last Dance phenomena. Why do you think it's been so big? Other than quarantine and people have more time, which that can't hurt, right? But there's more competition too with everything out there. Why is that doing so well?
Well, for one, people are at home and we are looking for something in the sports world, you know, to gravitate to. But anytime you have an individual like Michael Jordan, people will always gravitate because of what he has become, you know, the iconic figure, you know, throughout his NBA days. But for me, I like what this documentary is doing. It's giving the fans and the American people for the first time, I believe, to take a look on the inside of how a professional basketball team operates and the things they go through on a daily basis. When you think about a championship team, you believe that things are going smoothly every day. But now you have a chance to see there are trials and you know, jealousies and egos can play a huge part on a daily basis. Some players who believe that they are doing more, but they don't get enough credit. And some of those things can begin to tear a team structure down. But the difference between a good team and a great team, with all the noise and all the chaos, the great teams are able to put those distractions to the side, especially when it comes playoff time, to thank team and put everybody first and move on to win another championship.
Yeah, there's so many amazing life lessons there. You know, we focus a lot on business and the individuals that help make or break an organization. It's no different here. It's really hard. We want credit for things, especially at the level that you're doing it, where you get to the top of your game at the highest level that you can in your business or in your organization. It is hard to put your ego aside. How are egos managed? I understand for the greater good, but who's painting that vision? How do you come together with that many, rightfully so, egos who are that work that hard and train that hard, have gotten to where they've gotten, and you know, you on the championship team as well. How do you do that? What is the secret sauce in there where you can put things aside?
Well, for one, you have to have a great leader who understands how to manage personalities. And Phil Jackson, you know, was a great leader for us because he understood, you know, how to put people in certain situations where they can be successful. I think the open line of communication, you know, between, you know, the players and the head coach, between the leader and the staff, has to be there. When you know that you're able to sit down and have open conversation with the guy who's in charge, it helps. It puts people now at ease. It lets them know that the guy who's in charge, he cares about us, not just as employees, but also as people.